From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire in the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar.
Several shots rang out. I'm guessing 40, 50, probably over 45 seconds. It could have been a little bit longer than that. So that was a exchange of gunfire between two groups.
Belmar said four detectives returned fire when shot upon from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot before felling him. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said of the groups that exchanged shots. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch strongly condemned the violence. Talks to form a coalition government in Turkey appear to be making little progress, and a snap parliamentary election looks increasingly likely amid claims of opposition politicians that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is determined to conduct new poll against the backdrop of rising political violence. In the past 2 days, a series of attacks, including assailants opening fire in the U.S. consulate in Istanbul and an overnight car bombing Sunday a few districts away, have heightened fears that Turkey is being pulled remorselessly into a spiral of violence just weeks after the government launched what it describes as a synchronization on terror. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed 5 civilians, wounding 16 others. Witnesses said the target of the powerful blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. This is VOA News.